proposing the granting of a pilot agreement by Ulster County IDA for the Park Point.
No, you're not doing that.
No, that would not be.
That's the regular caucus thing.
The resolution number 9 is on our...
Here, there's yours.
Sorry about that. I told you to mess up. Where are you?
Right here.
You know, we've been printing these things up for like, 20 years. Right?
I know. I'm all nervous, First time I'm doing this.
Get over those jitters, my friend.
Resolution 12. Approving the execution of contracts in excess of $50,000 entered by the County Family Woodstock, Inc., Department of Social Services. Moved by.
So moved.
Hector, second.
Why didn't we do number 9?
Why didn't we do number 9? Because we, according to my...
As a sales tax.
Has no financial impact.
Well, I mean, we're in a committee. We need to move it, don't we? It's still got to go through committee. If you adopt it tomorrow, you're going to have a special meeting of Ways and Means tomorrow.
It's on our agenda. I think
how come it's not on my original one to be moved?
No, it's right here.
It's right here. Rich. The first one.
Hold on a minute. Hold on. Here, we got to do this. Here, right there. There's your ways.
This should be like a cutoff time for meetings.
Resolutions.
Yeah. Number 9.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's your agenda.
Gotcha. All right. All right, but let's go number 12 first. We already said that. We moved it. Second. Any discussion on 12?
No.
If not, all in favor, say aye.
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 All right. Now we're back to resolution number 9. That's our sales tax. It's all the different resolutions that were different dates, so forth and so on. Let's have a movement first. Jim,
movement.
Second by Hector. We're going to have a little discussion or a little education regarding this resolution by Ken. Right? You want to say a couple words?
Absolutely. Chairman Gerentine. First of all, this is one of the coldest nights we've had so far this year. There are residents of our county huddled in their homes. There's a very small portion of our residents that are very in very poor straits. Seniors with very low incomes and the disabled. I want you to know that there's a team of people over at the Department of Social Services returning phone calls, making sure that all of those residents have oil in their furnaces and propane for their furnaces and wood for their stoves so that they can be warm tonight. Unfortunately, the funding that supports those kind of essential services is in jeopardy tonight because of the shenanigans that are happening in Albany with regard to our sales tax. I want to make that very, very clear to the legislature. Tonight, we had planned to take up a special meeting, the resolution reauthorizing the county sales tax. Unfortunately, you're not going to be able to act tonight. The bill did not pass the state Senate. As you know, this legislation that was drafted by Assemblymember Kevin Cahill was not sponsored by any other member of our state legislative delegation. So there is no named member of the state Senate on the bill. The bill was introduced at the request of the Rules Committee. The Rules Committee did not meet today, so thus the bill could not have been discharged to the floor of the State Senate. We're certainly, it's alarming. It's a very precarious situation. And I think that the discussion that we've had with the chair and other members of the legislature is that the legislature meet tonight at 9 o'clock in recess until tomorrow at 4:30, with the hope that the Senate will act, the governor will be able to sign the law, and then we can put the bill in place. This bill that you're acting on, this resolution, is much different than the resolution that you normally enact. And I know there's several new members in the room, so let me give you a little background. State law authorizes the county to impose a sales tax to a rate of 3%. It can be done in quarter or half increments or full increments up to 3%. Any rate above 3% must be authorized by a special act of the state legislature. Since 1993, this county has imposed a rate above 3%. Originally, it was a 3/4% rate, and then in December of 2002, you added another quarter, so you were a full 4%. There are over 54 counties. Most every county in the state imposes a sales tax above the 3% limit. To be honest with you, the story is similar in all other counties. This tax was put in place to fund the crushing burden of state mandates like Medicaid and welfare. To not have this sales tax would be disastrous to the property taxpayers of our county. And for the last 20 years, these sales tax bills have been a political football that have been used in Albany. And originally, these bills were done on different cycles, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. And we have a situation where our state legislators, instead of recognizing that this is a pro forma tax, it's one that's been in place in most places for over 20 years, what they've done is they've designed a system so that it's authorized and put in place every 2 years. They're reauthorized in the year that the state legislature does not run for re-election. Because we have state legislators on one hand recognizing that the programs that they dictate must be funded at the local level, and this is the revenue to do that. Yet on the other hand, they don't want to be take the responsibility for raising taxes. They want that on your plate. So that's why we do it this way. And I know there's several new members of the legislature, but I think the more experienced members will know that every 2 years we have this same battle. This is not new. What's new is this idea that somehow it's tied into the safety net issue. But we all know the truth. This county legislature acted as a county executive in 2012 as part of the budget to adopt the takeover of the safety net costs. You know, I've heard a lot of people say that, without this bill, this wouldn't have happened. That's not true at all. In fact, you all have an opinion of the county attorney that says that we have obligated ourselves pursuant to the state law. There's no going backwards. In fact, it really galls me to know that the people that are creating these conditions are the ones that voted to increase safety net costs by 30%. They increased the benefits to the recipients by 30%, and then at the same time decided that the local government will pay 71% of the program costs instead of 50%. So really the problem that's faced by our towns, it doesn't matter which pocket it comes out of, whether it's a town or the county. This is a very progressive program. It's one that I think a lot of us around the room support. But the reality is it should be supported by more progressive taxes and not property taxes. This should be funded as an allocation through the state legislature. That said, so again, are we going to be able to have the legislature enact on the enactment tomorrow? I don't know. I'm very hopeful. I know that all of the members of our delegation are working hard to make that happen. I know the governor is trying to facilitate that as well. I know the county executive is very involved. But let's talk about it. Even if we're successful in getting this in place tomorrow and getting the sales tax back in place for February 1st, the resolution that we're considering tonight is only a one-year authorization. Normally, you would do this resolution, it would be 2 years. But by the nature that this bill was drafted, it creates the authority for 1 year. And the second year, the authority is tied to this notion that you once again have to adopt a safety net resolution. But here's the problem. State tax law is very clear. There's no ambiguity to it. You must act in a very specific way under the supervision of the Commissioner of Tax and Finance. Normally, you can only change a sales tax rate, increase or decrease, on the first day of a sales tax quarter unless otherwise specified by law. So this bill that you're looking at before the state legislature tonight, it says February 1st is the day that you can reenact the tax. So we've covered that provision. It also has a provision that says that you must provide the Commissioner of Tax and Finance 90 days notice that you're going to change the tax rate. He does have the ability under state law to waive that requirement, but it can't be less than 30 days unless otherwise specified by law. So again, that provision with regard to the notice requirement was dealt with for February 1st. But here's the problem, is the requirement on notice was not dealt with for the second year. So next year, you're going to have to do another enactment, but you also have to do this resolution that says, we've included safety net funding in the adopted budget. When do we adopt the budget? Rich, you know, that's the first week of December. So if we adopt the budget the first week of December, we must, and according to this law, the way it's written, we must provide the enactment and the certified readoption of the safety net in the same envelope. Okay, you can't provide that notice to the state till after the first week of December, much less than even the 30 days that the commissioner can waive it to. So the bill is technically flawed. The county attorney and I have had three conferences with the state tax department this week trying to figure out a way to work with this language. The tax department is telling us that for the second year of this enactment, the flaws in the bill are so great, they've got to be revisited in Albany. So we're hopeful that the state senate will act tomorrow, that you'll be able to go into session again at 4:30 and put the tax in place. But even with that, This bill needs to be redone in order for us to have our sales tax for the period January 1st through November of 30th of 2015. But, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you have.
Hector, question or just a comment?
Thank you. Well, just a clarification. So just to be clear, the flaws are in the assembly bill, in which then the Rules Committee of the Senate is going to, in essence, create its companion. But the flaws are in the assembly bill.
Absolutely. In fact,
and who's the sponsor of the assembly bill?
This is the bill that was sponsored by
Kevin
Cahill.
Okay.
All the other members of our state delegation recognized these flaws. This is something we picked up immediately. Our law department did a full analysis. We conferred with the state tax department. They confirmed our concerns. But there was no listening. There was no ability to step off this position that Kevin had backed himself into, that somehow he was protecting the taxpayers. Unfortunately, what he's done is he's done something that potentially is going to really harm the taxpayers of this county. This bill is flawed. It needs to be fixed. And again, let's get through tomorrow. Let's be hopeful that cooler heads prevail. We do have concurrence with the state tax department that if we follow a couple of very specific steps, I've been working with the tax department. Vicki is in the loop, and she has a plan in place to deal with that tomorrow afternoon if we're lucky enough. However, even if we get past that, we've got to get this bill fixed. It's got to be fixed before the next year. That means between now and when the state legislature leaves in June. But we're going to be right back in the same problem we're in today because of the way this bill was drafted. So.
Sheriff, then Tracy.
And the most recent article online from the Freeman said that the certified copy of whatever you vote on tomorrow, the legislature votes on, has to be in Albany by tomorrow.
Yeah, the way the bill is drafted, it provides a workaround. The bill does properly address a way that we could bypass the usual notice requirements and put the tax in place February 1st. What would happen is that the county, the state senate acts, the governor would act and sign the bill into law. At that point, the county legislature could do the enacting resolution. It would be a one-year resolution and not a two-year resolution. The clerk of the legislature would then take a certified copy of the signed resolution. The county executive will be available to sign the resolution immediately. That resolution must then be sent by certified or registered mail to the Commissioner of Tax and Finance. And we have to provide to the tax department an email version of the certified resolution and a receipt showing that it's been sent through the United States Postal Service by certified or registered mail. Where we run into a problem is that the post office isn't open around the clock. But I believe the clerk has a plan in place. If we have an action here by the county legislature by 4:30 or so, Vicki believes she can get this up to the tax department and meet the very specific requirements of this state law. Again, and the clerk of the legislature can speak to it as well, too. You have a little bit of leeway when dealing with state law and various departments of the state government. When it comes to the tax law, there is no gray area. There is no ambiguity. You must act in a very specific way unless specified by law. This bill addresses the February 1st date, but it does not give us acceptable path to get this reenacted for January 1st of next year. It needs to be fixed by the state legislature.
Tracy?
Just to be clear, with regard to the February 1st date, tomorrow's it. If there's a hang up tomorrow.
If we're unable to get a certified, this resolution sent by certified mail by the post office tomorrow, there's no way this could be in place by February 1st. And then, as everyone knows, the county legislature adopted a resolution at your last meeting of the year that deals with the sequestration. This puts in jeopardy $1.9 million in funding. This would bankrupt Cornell Cooperative Extension. Every dollar allocated to Cornell Cooperative Extension is in there. There's money for law enforcement through their overtime lines. This would close the county pool, Pearson House, and our county Sojourner Truth Park. The funds to open those parks this spring would be eliminated if this tax is not in place by February 1st. And there's numerous other impacts. The legislature is reviewing two resolutions tonight. One of them is a very important contract For services provided by Family of Woodstock, that contract would be automatically eliminated. There's a contract with BOCES that would be eliminated, and numerous other contracts that would, the funding would not exist. And the legislature has already authorized the Commissioner of Finance through resolution, if the tax is done by February 1st, he has the authority to transfer the funds out of contingency to keep those contracts going. If not, the contracts automatically terminated. Terminate based upon policy adopted by the county legislature to date.
Thank you.
Any other questions? If not, let me just make a couple comments. First of all, about in caucus, about 20 to 8, quarter to 8, Senator Larkin called me on my cell phone. He said that they were in session today. They could not resolve the differences that they had regarding the Senate. That's why it wasn't brought up and was not brought to a vote. They are going into session at 9:30 tonight. The Republicans, they feel very confident they can get the Republicans in the Senate and also Senator Klein to agree to everything. They are meeting tomorrow at 11 o'clock. He feels very confident that things will work out and that it would be supported on both sides. But let's be real. The reason why no one in the Senate actually took this as a Senate bill to come out of a rule bill, or was it a rule bill, rules committee, is the fact that they didn't like that they're setting a precedent regarding what could be included into a home rule bill. And they could not get a sponsor by the Senate, and that's why it's proceeding that way through the Senate process itself. So, and my conversations, you know, we know we had to go do it this way because we weren't going to proceed in getting being successful having this done by February 1st. So we were basically, I guess, held hostage to the way we're doing it right now. And when the last meeting we had, I did make comments of the process and that we do have to come back the latter part of this year and revisit this and pass various resolutions to proceed to go to the following year. And, you know, if this is what Albany wants and this is how Albany wants to run the situation, I'm sure there's a lot of other counties, a lot of other assemblymen and senators do not like what's happening up there. And there again, you know, we're being held hostage again. We're here tonight. Most likely we're going to be here tomorrow. Hopefully we'll be successful at the end of tomorrow. I preference that with hopefully, because this is very important, as Ken mentioned before. If this does not happen, the consequences are very severe.
Rich, can I just add to that?
Yes, you may.
Thank you so much. Just think about the precedent. I know there's been a lot of you know, this happens all the time. We always do this. I carry these bills in the state legislature for county governments for 20 years. Let's talk about what these bills do. Normally, when a member of the state legislature inserts themselves into the discussion of the additional sales tax, it has to do with an allocation. You need to give more money to the city, or you need to give more money to your towns and villages. That's one of the things, and those are very common. They do happen very common in Monroe County, Onondaga County. It's very, very common. There are also bills that say, you know, the county came to their state legislator for you know, funding, and you know, what are you going to use it for? Well, we need to pay the debt service on the new jail. So I can spoke to Shenango County has a bill that ties their additional penny that they're going to use that for the debt service on their new jail. The senator and assemblyman in Niagara County insisted, you know, we're tired of you beating us up over the cost of Medicaid. So they dedicate their one penny and the revenues that are generated to funding the Medicaid program. And I think a member of Assembly, Bob Oakes, from Western New York, said this very well on the floor of the Assembly when this bill was debated last week. This is the first time that he could remember, as a senior member of the Assembly Ways and Means Committee, that they had actually put a programmatic condition in one of these bills. His comment on the floor was, what, are we going to start telling counties which bridge to rebuild first as a condition of their sales tax? This is an extreme way to go. It's unprecedented, and I respect Senator Larkin, Senator Kachik, the other members of our delegation who said no to this, that they do not want to impinge upon the governmental authority of this county and start making decisions that happen around this table. up in the state capitol, and I applaud them for their position on these bills. And I hope, Rich, I'm so pleased that Senator Larkin called you tonight, and hopefully this will be resolved tomorrow. But I do want to caution the Ways and Means Committee. Based upon three conversations with the council and the state tax department, this is not over. There is not an acceptable path for us to reimpose the tax in the second year of the cycle. It's got the bill's got to be changed. Whether it be through a home rule bill or a chapter in the bill, that would likely require another home rule message and additional debate and discussion.
All right, any other comments? Rich?
I'm sorry I'm late. I think we should do is put it on the ballot. Let the voters decide. Do they support the executive's proposal with no strings attached or the assemblyman's proposal?
Well, I think
let the voters of Ulster County decide what they
Rich,
want.
I think maybe in the future that could be put on the ballot, but right now, urgent.
I'm just tired of hearing all the arguments. Let the voters decide. Do they want...
No disrespect for the voters, but I don't think they have enough background. I think people sitting at this table really don't have enough background on what's really happening in Albany and what this side is and what that side is. And there's not a side here. The side is what's best for the taxpayers of Ulster County. We have all elected representatives here already decided what we wanted to do.
Some of the people in Albany.
No, not all the people in Albany. That's the unfortunate part. I mean, I know the Senate is not... They are not happy with the way things are going. And I'm sure a lot of people in the Assembly are not happy. But the unfortunate part is the leadership in the Assembly seems to side with one of the Assemblymen to make it go in this direction. And like I said before, we as Ulster County legislators are being held hostage. So we are proceeding with the same resolution we have dealt with I don't know how many times over and over again.
I understand what you're saying. Why don't we put on a ballot in November... Do you support the 1% sales tax, additional temporary sales tax for 20 years, or don't you? Let the voters decide. That puts this thing to bed 1,000%.
Rich, I'm not saying that's good or bad at this point.
I'm all for it.
No, okay, at this point, we have more pertinent things that are facing us right now regarding the sales tax. Let's deal with this, and in the future, if you got enough people want to proceed putting on the ballot, we'll look at that opportunity. All right? Any other questions regarding the resolution itself? If not, let's have a vote on the resolution. All in favor, say aye.
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 Anytime. You owe me one. Resolution 13, approving the execution of contract amendment in excess of $50,000. Gateway.
Question about the dates.
Which date?
It says 1/13, 12/31/13. Is that correct?
Excuse me, what date is that?
It's
this year, date right here.
Is that correct? Is that correct, though? Are those correct dates?
Come on.
It probably is because this is...
Rich, Jeanette, please. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's additional money that came from the state for that.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
I'll move it.
Move it. Second.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Well, I only one quick question, if I may. So this is count towards 2014, or basically does it retroactively go towards the 2013?
It's in 14's budget.
Okay, that's all.
But it's a bill for 13.
It's a bill for 13. Okay, yeah. All right.
Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 14. Authorize the chairman to execute an agreement for the coordinated children's services
school
placement.
It.
Second.
Discussion.
Aye.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Can we take resolution 14, 15, I'm sorry, 15, 16, 17, and 18 together?
Not sure about that.
Wait a second.
15, 16, 17.
We had some questions in caucus.
On which one?
Tracy, which one do we have a question on? I mean, information services, I think we're going to deal with Tom and economic development, right?
Yeah, but we should just move it along.
You're okay with that, Trace? Because you were the one I know had.
Which one are you referring to, Hector?
She had some specific questions, but I don't think it was on
15?
No. Making sure.
She was more 21, maybe, with the county medical.
21? Okay.
Yeah,
then we'll hold up.
No, 21
we'll
I have questions
15
on.
To 18, I'm sorry. Resolution... 15 through 18, inclusive. Can we take them all as a group?
I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with it. Okay.
I'm okay with it for today, but in general, I think we ought to consider them individually. We're just really pressed for time,
I always keep my eyes behind my head looking at the clock.
But in general, I think we ought to.
All right. So, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Resolution 19 authorizes Chairman of Boston County Legislature to renew agreement with New York State Unified Court System Department of Public Works Buildings and Grounds.
The court system. So moved.
Moved by Jim. Second by.
I'll second.
DJ. Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 20 authorizes the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to enter an agreement with the village of Ellenville, New Falls.
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 21, approving the execution of contract in excess of $50,000, entered by the county correctional medical care, Ulster County Sheriff.
I have questions.
Move it first.
Sorry, move it.
Move it second. Second. Rich, okay. What's the question?
I need explanation on the amounts and the time frame. It's for 3 months for $696,000. So what does that mean for the rest of the year, and what's the total?
There's an RFP out for that service that we're waiting for the proposals to come in.
Okay.
So this is just
extended.
It ends on January 31st.
Oh, so this is just...
So we're doing just a stopgap until the...
So then we'll get a new one.
...are done on the proposals, and they'll choose...
I'm assuming you're a yes.
And then we'll...
So there'll be a new contract in
May. Okay. All right. That makes sense.
Any other questions? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Reluctantly.
Resolution 22 authorizes the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute agreement with the county of Oneida.
They don't talk like that.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any discussion?
Hold on.
It's the only place they can
basically go.
Is that
go.
It?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That's it. Okay.
It's $165 a day.
Just about.
It's a nice hotel.
Is it?
Yeah, you just gotta be like weird.
Okay.
Any other discussion?
It's crazy. You can't say crazy.
If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
23, approving Ulster County Revised 2014 Stop DWI Program Plan and authorizing the chairman of Ulster County Legislature. Execute all international agreements under the plan. Moved by.
Also moved.
Second. Tracy?
I'll second.
Now I'd like to see it all.
What do you have, Tracy?
What was for discussion?
Let's go on.
In committee, I brought up, and I had.
In committee?
I mean, in caucus, I was talking, and prior, I spoke to Vicki about this one. Are we in the right resolution or not?
That's stop DWI.
Oh, never
We're
mind.
At 23.
I'm in the wrong resolution. Never mind.
See, I get you all excited, see that?
Yeah, well, there was too much going on.
The next one.
All right. Any other discussion on 23? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Resolution 24, authorized the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute a contract in the interstate division of criminal justice for the Mission Interlock Device
I'll move it.
Program.
I'll second.
This one's right or no?
No.
No, she's okay.
No, I'll get there.
All right.
Only
all
a couple more.
Side.
All right.
What's throwing me is having to sign all this stuff while it's going on. I might have to just pass on the sign until the end of the day. I can't focus.
All right. See, Tracy, if you sit over here, you can be the last one to sign. And it comes to me, no problems, all right? You can do it afterwards.
I don't like signing ones.
All right, Resolution 25, authorizing the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Services for participation in local emergency management performance grant program for the federal fiscal 2013 emergency communications. Moved by.
I'll move.
DJ, second. Second.
Second, I'm sorry.
Okay. Any discussion? No?
Nope.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 31, restoring the position of counsel to the legislature. Moved by.
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? No discussion. Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Did I already sign that one, Frank?
Any new business? Any old business? Any motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
5 minutes there.
I knew we could do it. You guys didn't have faith, man.
Was that?
You got to have faith, man.
No, but that's only because we pushed the elbow grease and made it work.
Well, the fact that we just discussed most of those important.
So that they're going to accumulate one more time.
Oh, dear, dear, dear.
Did you hear that Ken wants to move?
Annie, how are you? Get that list of when we get back here?
Two.
You were efficient.
Wednesday.
I need more information.
No, we haven't.
Let's do it Monday.
No, we said Monday, but I don't know, you have to talk to him. He said he can't do it.
I know.
He's not on it enough.
We don't have much. We don't have much.
Hector, I think you got sent all these, right?
I do.
Well, I said to him
I don't know.
I said to Ken, when you send me the memo that I am, could you send me the memo that maybe you're not? I'm not?
Because we need to get enough people. Let's just, if Monday works.
I'm just saying,
we only have a couple of minor things, because most of it are
We went through them. I had a couple of questions. I got answered.
My sister's a retired school teacher. I would ask anyway. You ever get cut off by like a level of frustration? Conversation goes
You may want to work on how many lines are actually on a page. What's that?
You guys did both.
When are you leaving us, by the way? I need you. I want you to know something. I think it's worked out for me. You probably would have stuck around. And that other person you probably would have.
Yeah, because that's the catalyst.
I know. I understand. I get it. Just remember,
our relationship is friendly.
Oh, yeah.
All this time.
Oh,
I was always on your side.
I just tell your caucus, you break it, you buy it. And you broke it, so therefore you buy it.
Oh, what'd you do?
I know you did.
Oh, there you go.
word reaches me in lots of different ways, and lots of different things, and this, that, and the other thing.
Yes.
Again, whoever did this, we got to work on this.
I'll make sure it's right for the next person.
You got 1 second?
Got eight people. I do. Who's going to be your vice chairman? Deputy chairman.
Somebody will.
I'm trying to convince Hector.
Thank you, Hector. Why not?
You don't take anything from that.
Don't
take anything from it.
But it's not
for me. No, different. The chairman makes all. Chairman makes all appointments. Chairman
is. Doesn't
matter. It's okay. You got Tracy. Tracy, you
Tracy's great, but she doesn't have the institutional knowledge and ways of doing it.
I'm still here. It's not like I died.
I know, but the deputy chairman. Come on.
Nah.
You'd be great. Actor.
You get that big stipend.
Nah. What's that?
You get that big stipend.
Wait, let me make this very clear. I will take nothing from that motherfucker. Okay? How's that? Okay? Is that clear?
It's not for him, Hector. It's for us.
But it is. But it is. That's how things are done.
Can you call me? Can we talk to you? I just want you to know.